friend, to take you out of this place, someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
Yes, it is a beautiful day. I'm now using the latest beta of Cast Blaster to produce this show. I'll throw a link to Cast Blaster on the show notes. You're listening to the Small Medium Business Strategy Cast, episode number 6. I'm Steve Moore. Good afternoon, or actually I should say good evening. It's Wednesday, November 9th as I produce this show, but who knows when you're actually listening to it. Basically, this show, we're going to pick up our conversation on the business plan outline, which I'm following the outline that can be downloaded at bizplanhelp.com. And we're going to pick up with the description of venture. The description of venture section usually follows the industry analysis section of the business plan. And in the description of venture, you want to include the products and or services that your company is going to provide, as well as the size of the business, bios of key people. I like to also include full resumes of the same key people and put them actually in an appendix. For the description of venture itself, just a couple lines on each person. Again, qualifying. I've talked to, in the last couple episodes, and I bring this up a lot, is trying to not necessarily write the business plan for a specific reader, but instead to write the business plan for a bunch of different readers and different styles that they have of reading a business plan. I've talked to a few different venture people who basically open a business plan, read the description of venture, or read just the executive summary, and then they hunt out the resumes so to see if the people are qualified. So you're always kind of qualifying that, you know, you have this great idea, it fills a purpose, and you have the right people involved to make the business successful. That's what an investor is looking for. Also in the description of venture, in addition to the size of the business and the bios of the key people, any general requirements for your business. If it's a restaurant, you know, what sort of equipment, you know, again, keeping things general, but you know, location is key. If you're in a real estate involved business like a restaurant or store, I mean, what are the three L's of, or the three rules of real estate? It's location, location, location. That should be included in the business plan. You know, I've mentioned this in the past, but I've done some work with car rental businesses. And of course, you know, being in the airport in terminal can increase traffic 50% over being off terminal, or being in a location not near an airport. And that's important to key in your description of venture. I mean, to keep things very, very general with the description of venture, you know, it's really answering the question, what? You know, when you throw a product in there, you know, it's what is the product? As far as how you're gonna build that product or how you're gonna carry out the services in your business plan, how parts of it go later on. They go in the operations plan. The who, you know, who's going to be involved. Well, we've keyed on them a little bit with the bios of the key people, but really all the people involved, the who, they go in your organization plan. And the for whom, who your customers are, who you're providing this product or service, really goes into the marketing plan. And that's kind of how I break out, you know, very generally the business plan. But back to the description of venture itself is, you know, we were talking about office space. If you're an IT business, a high-techer.com, then, you know, the web infrastructure becomes important in the description of venture. Again, not going into huge details. You don't have to describe, oh, well, we're going to have a server farm of 50 servers, and they're going to be HP, yada, yada, yada model with this amount of memory and this software. And again, I mean, you're trying to keep a description of venture probably into the two, maybe three pages range. You know, the way I'm approaching the business plan in the outline, if you've looked at the outline, and in general as I go through these, is really a 12, 15, you know, maybe as big as a 20-page plan, not including appendices. You know, and if you break it down your business into, you know, an intro page and exec sum, and then the industry analysis, you're up to, you know, 4 or 5 pages And that leaves you now with the kind of body of work of the middle of it. Description of venture, 2 pages. Well, now you're up to 7 pages. Then you do an operations plan, and then the marketing plan and org plan of a couple pages each. You can see how this quickly gets to be, 12 pages of writing and then a couple pages for financials, and describe the financial section. And you very quickly and very easily can get to a 12 to 15 page plan. There's not too many people out there, and I don't see a whole lot coming across my desk of those 60 page or 100 page business plans anymore. I think they've kind of been relegated to the private equity types, companies going out for refinancing or, looking to do an acquisition or a merger, and they're really trying to put together more of a book than a business plan. And by a book, I mean something that actually includes very detailed information on the products, very detailed information on past financials, as well as combined financials going forward. I mean, we're just talking about a business plan for a startup here, or for a new product for an existing venture, and we're talking 15, 20 pages. Well, you can see if you're an existing business and you're looking to go out to get funding to, say, acquire a competitor. Well, if a startup can do 15, 20 pages, and you're adding into that kind of your past track record into your forward-looking, regular business plan, you can see how that can quickly turn into a 40, 60 page plus plan. But that's for the, existing business. For the startup guys, I think what you want to do is have something that's 12 to 15 pages, and you want to touch your bases. You want to show that you know your stuff. You want to have in your appendices the resumes of the key people, because again, there's people out there that they're going to read your executive summary and then go say, okay, this is the business, and go straight to the bios to see if you have the people with the industry experience and or experience in their area that they're going to be covering for that business. And that's kind of the key. I can't stress it enough that you don't want to write for a specific reader, because everyone does read these plans differently. That's about all I have on the description of venture. It's really a flexible part of the business plan, because it is key to each business and each industry on how what needs to be included in the description of venture. But anything you put in there, it should answer the question what. That's kind of your litmus test, is when you've written the business plan and you're looking at what's in there, does it answer the question what? If it answers the question how, or who, or for whom, then it doesn't belong in the description of venture. It belongs, further down the business plan into one of the other areas. Well, that's all I have time for. Is this 10 minutes seems to be creeping up pretty quick. I'm going to leave you the same way I got started, and that's with U2's Beautiful Day. Again, it is a beautiful day, since I am using the latest version of Cast Blaster. It has more features and seems to be easier to use, and hopefully the sound quality is better. It seems to be, to me anyway. If you have any questions or comments, podcast@bizplanhelp.com is the way to reach me via email. Subscribe to the feed. Bizplanhelp.com has the feed in the interactive section, as well as you can stream or download. And the show notes are also available there if you want to go to Cast Blaster, if you want to download the outline, if you want to read more about and look at some of the other resources, as well as other information on this podcast. Later. You can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful